champ is here.
Uh-huh.
The champ is here.
I have arrived.
The champ is here.
Holla.
The champ is here. The champ
I'm
a is here.
With the first verse.
The
and
champ
I'm a bury
is
him
here.
With the second.
The champ is here.
Watch.
The champ is here.
Thinking that you're better than me.
The champ is here.
Nah, boys, play and see.
The champ is here.
Haters talk when I step in the room.
The champ is here.
Y'all drop when they see what I do. I'm addicted to success. There's no rehab. Try to cure my addiction, I'll relapse. They want me to fall now and stop rap. You still hating on me? Homie, we all set. I got that you know new flow. Okay, let's go. Credentials so overweight that they call me sumo. Mr. Jones, nobody could ever hold this. My words soak through your veins. Call that shit osmosis. Number one greatest, all time hated. Still outspoken, I'm my all time favorite. Almost famous, me, I'm never nameless. Unsigned hype, ain't no other way to state this. Number one record, number one draftee. A one man show, one man army. Your hands can't hit what your eyes can't see. Man, float like a butterfly, sing like me. Thinking that you're better than me.
The champ is here.
Nah, boys, plain to see.
The champ is here.
Haters talk when I step in the room.
The champ is here.
Jaws drop when they see what I do.
The champ is here.
Thinking that you're better than me.
The champ is here.
Nah, boys, plain to see.
The champ is here.
Haters talk when I step in the room.
The champ is here.
Jaws drop when they see what I do. So fresh, so straight back, no fiction. Number one spots, I don't like contradictions. Illest MC, Dr. Phil couldn't fix him. The answer to your problem, I 76 them. So what if they don't like me, I just stick to my agenda. If you ain't with me by now, I suggest that you surrender. A 2012, the haters and I end they conjectures. This ain't Monday Night Raw, I ain't no pretender. Break the unbreakable, do the impossible. Swag so unique, no one else can make it rockable. I'm highly unstoppable, beating me, that's improbable. Don't try to cut me off, see my style ain't probable. Blindly, try me, on top is where you find me. Fade away, haters like Jordan in the 90s. I'm like an underdog, your boy can't guard. Not even Michael Vick could keep me in his backyard. Thinking that you're better than me?
The champ is here!
Nah, boys, play the scene.
The champ is here!
Haters talk when I step in the room.
The champ is here!
Jaws drop when they see what I do.
The champ is here!
Thinking that you're better than me?
The champ is here!
Nah, boys, play the scene.
The champ is here!
Haters talk when I step in the room.
The champ is here!
Sit back and just watch what I do.
All right, all right. Great morning on the grind. Welcome to the grind on this incredible Tuesday morning where I can tell you I'm feeling great. How you feeling this morning?
Great, man. Good.
Yes, definitely. The weather is absolutely amazing out here on this Tuesday morning. And, you know, I just want to take the time to welcome all of our listeners that are dialing in this morning to the grind. Welcome. We truly appreciate you for getting up every Tuesday and Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, 12 noon Eastern Standard Time. As many of you on the East Coast are definitely in the midst of your day, we want to say thank you for dialing into that number and to those that are jumping on Facebook Live. If you want to dial in that number, I definitely want to give it out to you, 646-668-2564, where we can definitely hear from you. So what we got going on this morning? We got another song we want to play to get things going.
Yeah, let's pop something off real quick.
Then
we're going to jump in, man. We're going to talk about some limits.
All right? Yes,
we're
going to talk about limits
because
today.
I think it's important. Talk about
my true love.
I wanna find you.
Oh. I don't wanna be cold. I don't wanna fake happy, feeling empty on this road. I just want that true love, wanna say I do. But I'm losing hope that I'll one day be finding you. I've been looking near and far, each and every way, but I don't know where you are today. I've been looking near and far, but I don't know where you are, playing hide and seek with my true love.
I wanna find you.
Oh, I'm playing hide and seek with my true love. I just wanna be yours. I don't wanna be alone. I don't wanna be lonely. Don't wanna be lonely. So why are you hiding?
Welcome to The Grind again this morning on this incredible Tuesday morning where life is good. We're waking up feeling great. The weather is beautiful. It's a new day for us to wake up and to really understand our full potential. And today, we're going to talk about a couple things as you all are taking the time to jump on. We want to definitely welcome each and every one of you. Know that this show takes place every Tuesday, every Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific, 12 noon Eastern Standard Time, where, you know what, many people are in the midst of their day understanding that, you know, it's September 10th. And as I get into this show, today is a special day for a special person in my life. And so I want to say happy birthday to my big brother, none other than Mr. Darryl Mickens. You want me to sing to you this morning on The Grind? I don't think so. I think that many people that are watching know my voice. It needs to be Nate, I believe. But I
ain't going to sing happy birthday to
not,
you,
bro. You're not going
to sing? Happy birthday.
Yeah, I don't think that he wants me to do that. But I tell you, you know, we're just blessed in life. And we have family that we can celebrate, family that can come together, family that is on the same page, family that truly loves one another, can get up and have some fun together. And so today we celebrate my big brother, where I can remember, you know, back in the day where literally I was that little sister. And most of the time, big brothers don't want little sisters around. But I didn't have that problem. I was that one who was able to tag along, to be in the midst of everything that was going on. And for that, I am forever grateful as we live life, grow in life, and become all that we were created to be. And so on this day, we celebrate him. And so know that as we get up this morning and we talk about something that's on our heart this morning, we're going to talk about limits, because many times we don't realize that there's certain limitations that we allow ourselves to buy into. We have to understand that we have unlimited potential in life, right? We have the capability of taking every limit off of the things that we want to be able to achieve, the things that we want to be able to accomplish, but we end up allowing ourselves to cap out, to tap out, to put these ceilings, these restrictions on ourselves. But you have to know your limits in order to move past your limits, in order to understand that we are limitless. And many times that doesn't end up happening because we stop right at the limitations, the restrictions, the ceilings the speed limits that say, you know what, you can't go above and beyond. But when you get yourself to the point of knowing and saying and realizing that enough is enough, you begin to move past that, and you recognize that you control those limits and that you have the power to overcome anything that comes your way, that tries to stand in the way, that now puts those limitations on you in order to have everything that we absolutely deserve. And so we're going to talk about limits today, you know, from that standpoint, and also from the standpoint of understanding that there really are no limits. We are our own limits. And so when we make a decision to take the limits off of our life, to take the limits off of whatever situation we may find ourselves in, to knowing that there's no cap, we have the power to have our own breakthrough, to break through that thing in order to create success.
You said that. You said something that really piqued my interest. I'm trying to figure out why this is so.
I don't know. I'm not really sure. I think it's the lighting.
Oh, you know what? Bring it closer. Bring it closer.
And I'm not really.
You know, my stuff is.
I don't know. Yeah.
There we go. It's all the way up. I promise you. I looked at that. I just couldn't figure out. But when you come over here, it's going to get.
I bring the light.
It's going
to
bring some light.
I bring
there
the light.
There it is.
To the table.
Light bright is in the house.
Yeah. Light
so,
bright.
So, guys, we got Instagram on. We got Facebook Live on, guys. We got Blog Talk Radio. Welcome, everybody. Pam is talking about limits this morning, and she said something that really, really piqued my interest when you talked about caps. You capped out. Right,
right.
You capped out, and that means when you're limiting yourself, then you're capped out, not only physically, but you're capped out mentally, and you're capped out financially. You can't make any more money, right? When you're capped out, you've reached what you think is your limit.
Right.
You can't make any more money. You can't make any more physical strides, and you most certainly can't do anything mentally. So if you really fall into a state of depression, if we really want to talk about this, because I believe a lot of people walk around really depressed about where their life has taken them, where has ended up. And, you know, the older we get, and all of you, as I know Daryl, with today being his birthday, you know, I know he can identify with this as well. The older you get, I don't want to say the more wisdom you gain,
right?
But because I know some old people that are just silly.
Uh-huh.
But I think the older you get, you reflect back on your life experiences, and you really think back and say, you know what, man, I could have been this far, but I'm only this far.
Right.
And you think back on all of the things. I'm talking about the wise man, right?
Uh-huh.
So you think about all of the things that you should have, could have, would have done if you would have had the mindset that you have at, let's take Daryl's age, at age 54. I know he don't mind me telling his age. Yeah, at age 54, you take that, you take all of those years back, and you think, I did some great things. I didn't limit myself on that, so I did all I can do on that. You can take the mental piece, you can take the physical piece, and the financial piece, and you pull those three together, guys, because they go hand in hand.
Right.
Right. So if they go hand in hand, now you're like, okay, how in the world am I going to capitalize moving forward on what it is that I want? Really and truly, we're looking at, just like Daryl, we're looking at the second half of our life, right? And me and Daryl were sitting there watching a football game last night.
Uh-huh.
And
Who was playing?
I think it was the Broncos and the Saints. So all you Saints fans out there,
no,
you know, they
won
that game.
That's why I didn't know
game.
About the game.
They won that game. They won that game.
That's why
so,
I didn't know about it.
Yeah, so you're going to have to
stand
that up.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
I'll figure it out.
So they won that game, but they came back in, I don't want to even say the second half, because was it the Broncos?
You don't even know what
game it was. Broncos. Yeah, we watched the Broncos. And the Broncos came back. Somebody, if I'm wrong, correct me, but I think I'm
right. All right, you were really interested in that one.
Yeah, yeah. I was actually watching it, but, you know, memories fail me sometimes.
Okay.
That is what it is. Don't judge me.
No, you're right. Absolutely.
But anyway, the Broncos came back in the second half, and I had some, so stop tripping.
Oh, it ain't
the Broncos came back in the second half, and they scored a long touchdown with like 50 seconds left in the game.
Okay.
And And 50 seconds left in the game, they thought they had won it, right? They had pushed themselves to what, you know, what they thought was their limit, but they waited until that 11:59 that we talked about. And they didn't play a good game the whole game. So now we're talking about the last minute now. Okay. Not even the second half. We're talking about the last minute. With 50 seconds left, they scored, right? So that put them up by, I think, by 1 point. And then turn around, Drew Brees being who he is, of course, he went down the field and put the Saints in field goal range with 2 seconds left to spare on the clock. Kicked the field goal, won the game, Saints. But they've done that, mm-hmm. right? They've done that
okay.
before. That's who they are. They know how to play last minute, okay. right? So if you're in this game right now, this game that we call life, then that means that you're going to have to figure out – hold on one sec, guys. Hold on one sec. That means that you're going to have to figure out – you're going to have to figure out what quarter are you in. Is it – are you in the first half, first quarter, second, third, or fourth quarter of your life? And we're talking about limits this morning for those of you that are just joining. Mm-hmm. And if you want to dial into the grind, guys, to join in on the conversation live nationally, guys, 646-668-2564. Dial in, guys. Put your hand up by pressing the number 1. So figure out what quarter of your life that you're in. And if you figure out what quarter you're in, now you can plan accordingly. You don't want to be like it wasn't the Broncos. I think
it was the Texans.
But I think it was the Texans. We watched two games. We watched a game and then went into another game. So I think it was the Texans and the Saints. So, and I had that all wrong, right? Yeah, that's right. Thank you. We got No Limits on right now. We're talking about limits. Thank you, No Limits 93. The Texans. Right?
The Texans,
last minute, you know, I wait until later into the season to see who really clicking to see who I'm, because I don't want to lose. I don't like to lose. People say, well, you got to pick a team. No, I don't have to pick a team. My team is whoever I wanted to be at any point. So that's your life. I'm going to live mine. So they waited until the very, very last 50 seconds of the game to show up. And when you do that in life, it's a hard thing to do, and they even ended up losing the game because they waited so long to actually show up. Something didn't click on all cylinders either. The defense didn't click or the offense didn't click. And you've got different variations of both. So what wasn't working well? It's kind of like that. You got to figure out what is not working for you and fix it.
And fix it.
Make it. Be able to take the limits off of your life. You really got to take the limits off of your life, period. You got to say, I'm unstoppable. And so we want to really get into how, because we got them right to the bridge now, right?
Right. Well,
we bridge gaps on the show. So now we need to show them how to actually take those limits off.
Well, I think first and foremost, you have to identify. In order to be able to take anything off, you have to identify what is it that's holding you back.
There you go.
Okay, that's first and foremost. You have to identify, because I can relate to this from a personal standpoint, right? Because real people with some real life situations. And so in order to fully become limitless and to even begin to grow and to be able to have the things that you want, you have to understand, okay, what's holding you back? What are the things in your life that you are allowing to limit you? Because that was me. And it could be many things. Just like you mentioned earlier, it could be our current situation. It could be the past. Mm-hmm. It could be people. It could be relationships. It can be opportunity. It could be a lack of resources, a lack of finances. It could be a lot of it could be a lack of belief, right? So you have to know the limits. What are the limits that you're allowing to limit you?
Right.
And once you know these things, now you have to get yourself to the point to where you're not going to accept these things, but you got to let go of some things. So whatever it is that's limiting you, you now have to face those things.
Mm-hmm.
You have to challenge the limits. And so now as you begin to challenge the limits, you're able to now move them out of the way to crush them. Fear, fear also is a limit that we allow to limit us, to limit our beliefs, to limit our capabilities, to limit the things that we can actually accomplish in life. And so when we understand and we know, okay, what's limiting me? Because many times we don't take the time to just stop, to listen, to look within, to even know what limitations we are allowing to take over our life. And then we find ourselves in a position where we don't want to be, wanting more, and not even knowing how to do more because we've allowed these limits to come in and to overcome, you know, overcome us. So you have to take the time to know the limits so that now you can challenge the limits and realize that the only limit that we have in life is the limit that we allow ourselves to actually come upon us.
Right. So no, that's dead on. And it goes along with everything that we actually talk about on this show, how to be a creator, how to take the limits off your life, be unstoppable, understand
right.
that you were created for greatness and all that.
Right.
And Pam touched on another key component in this thing. She kept saying, you have to, because once you identify the things that are holding you back, it's all about YOU. So now you have to own it.
That me factor.
Yeah, you can't change
you gotta
it,
own it
until you own it. Now, some of you are saying, now we're going to hit the nitrous button right now and push you guys forward because I give you guys a scenario. Because some of you right now are saying, well, it's not my fault where I am right now. It's because of this, that, and the other. And when you start
the blame game,
yeah, you become a professional victim at that point. And when you become a professional victim, you know, all you get is sympathy, right?
Right.
So you start allowing other people or the situations to control you instead of taking control of those situations. Nobody can control you if you don't. Nobody, no situation, anything can control you unless you allow it to control you. Now, I understand that there are some things in life that can hit you very hard. Right. Like my man Sylvester Stallone says, you know, it's not about, you know, how hard you can get hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and get up. And that's hard sometimes when things happen to us. We lose people that are near and dear to us, man. Situations hit us that we may not have thought we could have ever gotten by with. Why me?
Right.
But can you get up from it? Because if you don't get up from it, then you're just going to end up. You're just going to end up laying there,
right?
So if you own it, then now you can help to change it. And not just that. This is what I noticed last night. During the game.
You know who was playing that.
Yeah, right? Yeah. It was – they ended up – and this was the hairy point. Yeah, the Texans and the Saints. Texans and the Saints, man. You know, my man, No Limits, he helped me. He said the Texans and the Saints.
All right.
So – The good thing, the funny thing is that the Saints had the opportunity to kick a field goal at the end to win the game, right? With 2 seconds left. They didn't. They missed the field goal. So that means the Texans would have won.
Right.
But they got a penalty. The penalty that he had in the game was it was roughing the kicker. The kicker was a messed up call. It was a messed up call. The guy was running in, and he was trying to block the kick, and he ended up hitting the kicker. So, roughing the kicker. So, they get a second chance to kick the ball. As you can imagine, this guy wasn't going to miss twice from that range. It wasn't that far out, right? So, but think about the guy. Now, it's not so much as the kicker. Think about the guy that got the penalty on him. Think about that guy. They put the camera on him. See, in life, they're always the situations, people around you are always going to put the camera on you to see how you react.
Right.
To see how you react to the situation. And what was he doing? He was kind of distraught. He was on the sideline with his head down. He was just like, man, he was like, I can't believe I did that. I get it. The emotions come. You're a little mad. But this is the moment when you make that decision, right? When we say, how mad are you? How long are you going to be mad?
Right.
Right. Are you going to be mad this long or are you going to be mad this long? Right. He decided to be mad this long.
Nope.
Right.
Too long.
Too long. Right. So now
could he have actually changed his whole demeanor, and his team could have won won the game anyway, Yeah, he could have, but he sat there the whole time, and he was just like, I'm done. And it was messed up. And I'm thinking about two games here. They're all mixed up. But at the end of the day,
okay,
he had a second chance.
Okay.
And because he had that second chance, guys, he was able to actually realize what he did wrong and then come back. And they made that thing right.
Made it right.
Yes. Yes.
Wow.
So your limits are based on you and what you allow.
That's true.
Bottom line.
That's true. And when we realize that, for real, we have the power to move past the limitations and to overcome any situation. But when you think about it, though, real life is going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's not until we get to the point of really just being sick and tired of being sick and tired, which is what I had to do. Once I got to the point of being sick and tired of being sick and tired, of getting up every day and feeling like, nothing was moving forward.
Mm-hmm.
Getting up every day and doing the same thing, the definition of insanity and expecting and wanting something different, I had to realize that I had to push past the limitations that I had put on myself, the limitation of fear, the limitation of a lack of belief in myself, the limitation of not even realizing the power that I had within.
Mm-hmm.
And so when you get yourself to the point to where you just slow down, and you begin to work on you, because that's how you're going to push past the limitations that we allow to put on, that to come into our life to literally take control of the situation. The only way is for us to slow down, to take the time to work on us, to understand that the power for real is in the process that we have to go through, that we have to grow through.
Right.
And many times we want to skip the process. We don't want to be processed in order to progress, in order to one day have the success that we were all created to have. And so we end up stopping, and we look at that ceiling. We look at the limit. Like, if we look at this roof right here, we feel like, you know what, we can't go above this. But you know what, it's those are the things that we have to realize, that we do have the power to push past it. Because if we really wanted this thing down, we could get some type of tool, some type of machine, and knock this whole thing down. But many
figure
times,
figure out how to climb over
right,
it.
Right, figure out how to climb over it. Or figure out how to go around it, figure out how to jump over it, whatever it is. But many times we're looking at it and we feel like it's the ceiling. Like, okay, we can't overcome it, but we do have the power to overcome it. But we have to realize that it comes from within.
It comes from within,
and it's the growth process that we have to make a decision every day to get up and to grow, to work on us, to make sure that we are spiritually strong, to make sure that we are mentally strong, to make sure that we continue to grow, to be emotionally strong. And it's not going to be easy. We have to realize that life is life. Every day there's going to be something that we have to overcome, something that we got to go through, a battle that we got to win. But if you get up every day and begin to work on you, which is all that I began to do, I began to read the things that would build me up. I began to now move into the things that I allowed to stop me, the very things that were causing me to feel like I was less than, like I had no talents, like I had no gifts. No, I can't sing. Right? You all know me. I can't hold a tune. That wasn't the gift that God gave me. Right? So all I can do is make a joyful noise, and that's what I do. I'll make a joyful noise, just like my mama told me. Make that joyful noise and be proud of the joyful noise that you make, and celebrate, the gifts that you have, and enjoy life, basically. But many times we allow the limitations, the challenges, to literally hold us in a stuck position, and we never move past the limit. We allow those feelings to take over our life, and we never move beyond them in order to understand that there's so much more for us all to have in life, no matter what the situation is. We have purpose because of the fact that we wake up every day and there's breath in our body. So there's something for us to accomplish. But what are we doing every day in order to go out and to accomplish those things? We got to take the limits off. You are your own limit. So instead of allowing things, situations, people, relationships, opportunities, lack of opportunities, lack of finances, you have to get yourself to the point to where you're so focused on the place that you want to go, to where you take all the things around you. how are you going to do that? Only by building yourself up.
Mm-hmm.
Only by making sure that you surround yourself with others that are going to lift you higher. Put yourself in positions that are going to cause you to grow, in an environment of growth, not in an environment of negativity, not an environment of non-connect. Okay? So if you don't connect, the things going to help you to fulfill your environment. You got to let go of the past. Understand that everything that we've been through in the past is a platform to get to the next level.
Mm-hmm.
So now we leverage that platform, we grow past the things that we've been through, knowing that nothing happens to us, everything happens for us, in order to now begin to become what we need to become in order to fulfill our purpose, what we need ourselves.
Right. And limits that we always talk about on the show, guys, this is the reason why we always talk about, you know, stuff like limits and growth and things of that nature. You know, because realistically, man, if you realize that hunger and passion trumps,
yeah, no limits.
Yeah, hunger and passion trumps talent all day.
Right.
You can be talented, you can be skilled at what you do, and you can get outshined by somebody with passion and hunger.
Right.
Right. And you see it all the time. And I keep reverting back, you know, to football, because you see now a lot of no names coming up that maybe sat on the practice squad, you know, last season. Now they're getting their opportunity now to shine. And they're showing out. You got rookies now that are killing it right now because they understand that, man, I got to lock this position in and I got to get this money while I can get it. I got to do what I can do while I'm healthy, while I'm physically strong, right? Because football is a very daunting game, a very physical game. So when you think about why we talk about what we talk about, man, it, no matter what your job is, I don't know what you do every day. You could be a nurse. You could be a doctor. You could be a chemist. You could be out digging ditches or building houses. It doesn't matter. But until you set yourself apart by being laser focused on what you want to do and try to stand above, head and shoulders above everybody else, it's not that you want to think I'm better than everybody else. No, you're just more focused than everybody else. And what happens is people will definitely keep you in the lane that they want you to be in because they don't want you to go any further than they're going. And if you allow them to do that, then that's when you start limiting yourself. That's when your maximum becomes your minimum becomes your new maximum. And you think that I can't go any further. And the reality is you're not dreaming big enough because you can go further. And Bam and I don't tell you guys this stuff just to be talking. We tell you this because we deal with it every single day. When there's a purpose on your life, then people are going to come to distract you.
Right.
Situations are going to come to distract you. Now, they can't stop you, but they can distract you long enough to discourage you. And if you allow that to happen, then now you're going to sit still and you allow somebody else to put limits on you. I remember in the military, we used to have vehicles that they had, they called governors. The vehicles had governors on them. And so that means you couldn't take it any further. Than any faster
limit.
Than a certain speed.
A certain speed.
Right. A certain speed. And you had to go that speed. But guess what? Where there's a will, there's a way.
Right.
We figured out how to take the governor off that tank and get that thing moving faster than what we wanted, than what they wanted it to move. And it's funny because we were in a situation, and you know, when you're in a wartime situation, like we were in Kuwait, you know, all of the governors are supposed to a couple, when we got into a situation, the governors weren't taking off, and they didn't realize that until everybody started to move. How many of you know you move faster when your back is against the wall?
Oh, absolutely.
You move with more intention.
That's our life today.
Yeah, with more fire when your back is against the wall.
Right. Our back was up against the wall.
When your back
against the wall.
Yeah, when somebody starts shooting at you, man, you press the gas, you start moving faster. And then, yeah, you go all in, but these two vehicles couldn't go all in.
Why does it take all that? Why does it take all that, though? Like, real talk. For us to go all in. For us to really begin to fully understand. That's a good, you know, for us to understand our potential. And that we really are our own limit. Because, honestly, I played in the industry that we went in for 20 years. I didn't go all in. I tried everything for 20 years. I played for 20 years. I did a little bit. I half-stepped. So why is it? And you know what? Life was up and down for Nate and I. Real talk. We had the good moments. We had the moments in which, yes, I mean, for real, he was making some great money, contracting, traveling the world. We doing what we want to do, buying what we want to buy, not saving what we should have saved, right? Nonsense, doing dumb stuff, okay? Real talk. And so we had the good moments. Then we had the bad moments, right? And we had the lack, the moments in which we lacked. And so it was always that constant struggle. But why? Why do we wait until it's 11:59, you know, before we decide to do something? Because all along, I had the potential to take the limits off. All along, I was unlimited, right? I didn't have to have a ceiling, but it's the choices that we make, for real. It's the choices that we make, and it wasn't until I made a decision to choose.
But dig deeper, though. Why did you were onto it? Why do we make even to the, why do we even make the choices that we make? And now we're talking about getting.
I guess
deep.
You get at that breaking point.
Yeah, it's a matter of a pain threshold.
It's a pain threshold.
What is your pain threshold? And then a lot of people don't realize that they're in pain. And guys, we're speaking from experience. You don't realize you're in pain because we're putting up this facade for people. It's funny.
Right.
People don't realize that you're in pain because we're putting up this facade for people that are on the outside instead of taking care of what's on the inside.
Right.
The part that we know, the part that we actually know is messed up, we don't fix that because the people on the outside don't know. So when the people on the outside start to know is when a lot of people start to move, right? Because now your limit, your pain threshold is you're cool with being rotten and jacked up on the inside, but you just don't want the outside to be that way. So it goes back. I'm going to say some stuff down that's going to make some people mad. But because they need to be said, right? People have a habit of dressing up the outside to hide the inside.
Wow.
If I can make the outside look good enough, then they won't question or ask me about the inside. Mm-hmm. And that stands firm in a lot of scenarios. But you can only do that for so long. Because what's on the inside always manifests itself
always on
the outside.
Always.
And if we understand this concept, we won't wait until the last minute until the outside is compromised, right? So it may, like, you get I'm gonna bring it to the men first. You get men, like, you know, I go to the gym, I work out because I want my physical body. I never want to look my age, right? But I put the good stuff in my body, mentally and physically, right? So what's good in comes out. But there's some, you know, even just take Pam goes to the gym, same thing. Okay, take ladies. There's some ladies that and it's gonna really make somebody mad, but I'm gonna say it. You know. So y'all don't get too mad at me, but it is what it is. You get, you know, some ladies will put on, you know, a ton of makeup to hide a flaw. And I get that if it's something that you can't fix, but you put on a ton of makeup instead of maybe taking care of your skin a little better. You see what I'm saying? And I know I'm treading the line there because somebody getting mad because I don't want to go any further. But what I say that to say this, and I'm going to use a real practical example.
I have on no makeup.
Right. See, because, see, guys, we have an amazing product that we call
it's
Infinity Oil, right?
No makeup, yeah.
Infinity Oil. Pam and I, you know, we use Infinity Oil at night on our face as our moisturizer, right? Infinity Oil every night and every morning when we wake up. And so that's not telling you guys, you know, oh, that's why they look so young. No, we're just telling you guys that we care about what's on the inside. We care about taking care of the source, the foundation, right? So you don't have to worry about wearing a lot of makeup, you know, even me. There was a time when I had a whole bunch of scars on my face, but I started to use that Infinity Oil and it started to, and my skin started to even out more.
Right.
You know, but we all have our own individual struggles. And the overshadowing message, guys, that I'm trying to get to you is take care of what's on the inside. And the inside will ultimately take care of the outside, but it takes a while to do that. So people get impatient. They don't want to wait for the results to come. They get tired of pumping, and the results are almost there, and then they stop pumping, and the results start to go back down.
That's that quitting. That's starting over and over and over again. Yes, you can always get up and reset. But how many times in life are you willing to reset instead of moving forward and just to keep something going in order to be consistent, in order to focus, in order to accomplish something? And so that was the point that I got in life to where I'm like, okay, this is nonsense. I'm sitting here believing the lies that I've been telling myself, feeling like I'm less than, feeling like I don't have the potential, in which, you know, all you got to do is go to the Word of God, all right? And literally understand what we were created to be, knowing that we were created in His image and in His likeness. So therefore, we have the power to become, and we were put here on this earth to realize that it's not until the person decides to say that, you know what, I am powerful, to begin to speak the things into your life that you want to see happen in your life and now begin to change, because you can, faith without works is dead. So until you take some action, until you decide to move and to do something and to grow and to get up every day and to fight for the person that you want to become, and that's the problem. We'll fall by the wayside because we're tired of fighting for the person that we need to become. But our success lies in are becoming. So therefore, we have to get up and fight every day in order to become the person that we want to see, the person that we want to attract, in order to be able to fully move and to operate in the purpose that we have. So it's not going to be easy. Life is going to happen every day, and we have to realize that. So life is going to happen every day, but we keep it positive, not expecting, you know, or looking for the negative, but knowing, and you said something earlier, it's not whether we're going to get hit in life, right? It's how hard are we going to get hit, because we're all going to get hit, and how are we going to handle it, okay? And so it wasn't until I got myself to the point to where I was able to smile through the pain, okay? Why? Because of IAO, improvise, adapt, and overcome. As Nate began to pour that into my like, I'm crazy. I'm like, don't tell me to improvise, adapt, and overcome. I need you to fix it. I'm looking to him as the head of our household, and I didn't sign up for this. I was a spoiled brat growing up, for real. I'm telling y'all today, I was a brat. There was nothing that Pam McCray did not have when she asked Mommy and Daddy. I was a baby, so therefore, I got what I wanted, not just from my parents, but my siblings. They all spoiled me, and you know, I was good. So I get married. And this was a part of my process. I didn't realize it, but I had to experience some type of struggle. I had to experience some times in which we didn't know where the meal was going to come from, instead of growing up and the refrigerator got so much food in it that it's falling out on the floor. And we like, Mom, please stop buying food. Like, for real. Like, we're not even eating this. It's going in the trash. It's rotting. We can't even eat the food fast enough. All right? So I had to experience some of those struggles to be able to relate, in order to have a story, in order to have a testimony, in order to go through a test. And so when we really begin to understand how are we going to handle it, it wasn't easy at first. No, there were many days in which I wanted to cry, I wanted to break down, I wanted to say, why? Why is this happening? Oh, woe is me. And I was singing,
okay,
oh, woe is me.
It's okay,
right?
To cry.
Right, oh, woe is me, right? I had those moments too. But then I said, how long? How long? You putting the limits on yourself. You got the power to change it. So all you got to do is begin to dig more, to get up and to study, to realize, because we don't read the Word of God enough. We'll go to church, and we'll listen to what the pastor, the bishop is saying. Why you walk away? I'm just saying.
Say it. I just want to be you for a change saying it.
And we take it all for gospel. We take it all in. But are you really taking the time to study and to have that relationship? I'm going to tell you, Nate and I, we had to get ourselves, it's a whole nother ball game. We had to get ourselves to the point of where we had to study and know the Word of God for ourselves. It wasn't enough for us to get up every day and say, I could do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And we don't even believe and know for real why in the Word of God is it. Why am I saying this? How
can I? No bus on pastors.
No, I'm just saying.
No bus on pastors.
No, it's not at all. But I'm saying
not all, no bust on all paths. There's some of y'all that y'all need to be bust on.
No, you got to know it for yourself, because for real, we've been through situations. That's a whole nother topic. Because Nate and I have been deacons. We've been, but Nate's been praise team
don't
leader. We've been at everything that you possibly can be, which caused us to have to know the word of God in order to make sure we stayed on point with what the word of God was telling us to do. For real.
Know
that's
it for yourself. Know your direction.
So you have to know it for
life.
Yourself. But at the end of the day, we have to begin to grow. We have to know that we have to know who we are, whom we are, who we belong to for ourselves. And once we understand that, then we'll remove all the limits and know that it's all a part of our process. So there's always going to be a fight. But the battle is won. That's why we get up every day with the full armor, ready to win it and to take all of the limits off. There's no limits in life. It's only the limits that we put on ourselves, and we can move past them.
Absolutely. So let's go back. For those of you that are just joining us, we're talking about limits and absolutely no limits in your life. And how do you understand that? How do you get to a point in your life to where you say, you know what? There are no limits on my life. The only limits that are in my life are the limits that I create. And we talk about this stuff all the time on this show. That's why we don't come up with bar graphs and pie charts, because, you know, it's not so much as what you know, man. It's how you apply what you know.
Right.
So you have to get into that vein to where you're actually learning this stuff and you're applying it to your own life. It doesn't matter how many other people, you know, you talk to. It doesn't matter how many people Pam and I help every day if we're not applying it to our own lives. It doesn't matter what we say on this show if we're not applying it to our own life. Guys, when you get laser focused, when you understand that you create the limits, so therefore you have a choice to say there are no limits, right? So if you have no limits, then nobody can really distract you, right? If you have no limits, nobody can distract you enough to take you off. Can you notice something and keep moving? Absolutely. You just got to be passionate and hungry enough about what you're doing. And we always say focus. We talk about focus a lot on the show. Follow. And if I ever listen to any show or any motivational speech, I hear, you know, all of the motivational speakers always saying, you know, focus on one thing. Get good at one thing. Do that one thing so well that nobody can put any limits on you, right?
Master that moment.
We went and ate the other day at Bubba Gump's Shrimp Factory. Some of you guys know that, right? And, you know, this is real life stuff that happens.
Ooh, those stuffed shrimp.
And yeah, Pam made about 75 stuffed shrimp. You know,
thank God for the
said,
tea.
Pay
thank
for
God
that later.
For the lose 5 pounds in 5 days tea.
So our waiter was like, he was like a super waiter. Uh-huh. You know, he was passionate about what he did.
Right.
He was super courteous. Right. This guy knew his stuff. He knew all of the meals. He knew everything. You ask him about a drink, he'd tell you about it. He knew about the history. This guy came out and did trivia with the whole restaurant.
Right.
Right. Asked about 15, 20 different questions, if not more, about different movies, about Bubba. Not just different. I'm talking about everybody knows that the Bubba Gump Shrimp Factory, whatever the name of it is, the whole Bubba Gump's, is all centered around the movie Forrest Gump.
Mm-hmm.
Right? He knew everything about the movie that there was to
I
know.
I didn't know that.
Help us, Lord. Help us. He knew everything.
That's
but not only
him.
Those
questions about Forrest Gump.
Yeah. You,
oh, okay.
You never watched the movie.
No, so, I'm not a movie person.
Yeah. So we found out that not only he wasn't the only person that knew the movie, the guy next to us at this table knew the whole everything about Forrest Gump, the movie.
They did.
Yeah.
They knew all
so,
the answers.
Yeah, they were killing us on
it
the trivia.
Like,
we was like, hey man, do y'all thing.
Y'all got this.
Yeah. So but this guy was he knew his stuff. And Pam hit the nail on the head. She said, she looked at our kids and she said, that's how you set yourself apart.
Right.
Right there. You set yourself apart by becoming invaluable
right.
to whatever it is that you're doing. Now, this guy was a waiter at at Bubba Gump's.
And he captured everybody.
Captured everybody
in that atmosphere.
He could have said, "I'm a waiter. I'm just trying to get another job and do what I need to do. Get out of here." You can have that mentality in your back of your mind, but in the front of your mind, you have to be saying, "I'm gonna do this to the best of my ability, and nobody's gonna be able to be a better waiter than me." And hands down,
right,
nobody could.
Right.
So when they think about firing people, I bet he don't make the list.
No, and he was smart. He did it after we was all fed.
Yeah.
You know, we sitting there having conversations. Right before he bought the check.
Bought the check.
So he was very smart.
Smart dude.
Yeah,
smart dude.
He had mastered the very thing that, because that's his purpose. This is his purpose right now in life. He may go on to do other things. He may aspire to do other things, but it's a part of whatever his process is, the purpose that he's been given here on this earth. And he mastered the moment. He mastered the position that he's in. And guess what? Because of it, he stood out. And guess what? Because of that, I'm sure, I know from us he did, he got a well over what he would have expected for a tip. So, and I'm sure that every table that he waited on, that they remembered that. And so you have to be able to set yourself apart, because there's a lot of things in life that we're going to do that a lot of people are going to do. But how are you taking the limits off and not just doing it, but instead setting raising the bar and setting yourself apart from the average person who just decides to get in and to just, you know,
become unforgettable.
Right.
How do you become unforgettable? Right. People can always talk about you because everybody said, you know, all marketing, you know, just long as I'm marketing, long as you remember me, I can tell you right now that all marketing is not good marketing. Because on the flip side of that, we did see a guy walking around in his underwear with some nipple rings. We did see that. At first, we thought he was trying to pass the underwear for swim trunks, right? But then closer he got to us, we realized, no, Chris say, buddy got straight drawers on. And I said, yeah, buddy got straight drawers on. But he was walking around pulling his thing. He wasn't homeless. It's just who he was. This is how he was setting himself apart, right? So that was his thing. It's not the great thing to do, but
definitely
he did.
Got this
so two things I can't forget from Santa Monica Pier. The waiter at Bubba Gump's named Sal, and the dude in the Tommy Hilfiger drawers. And I want to forget the dude in the Tommy Hilfiger drawers, but I can't. I ain't been able to erase that from my. Some things you just can't unsee.
Okay.
And it's a terrible thing, man. I wanted to shut my eyes. I was like,
from that little window, he sees many things.
Some things you can't unsee, some things you can't undo.
Right.
You know, so man, how are you setting yourself apart? How are you removing the limits from your life? And the way you're doing that is by controlling every aspect of what you do. Guys, creating your own path. Guys, when they say you see a path, don't be the person that is a trailblazer, guys. Be the person that cuts the trail, right? That's how you discover new things, not only about your destination and your destiny, guys, your purpose, but about you. You realize what type of person you are. And what happens is when you get to a point to where you can create a condition in your mind, I always say in order to be successful, you have to create a condition of famine in your mind, right? And what was one of the answers I wanted to give you for what you said earlier. What people do what they do is because people create that condition, or people already have things, what they think already are doing things, and their life is what they call good, right? My life is good. I'm just getting by. The bills are paid. You know, people will tell themselves too that they are good, and they know that they're not. But some people say, I'm good. I got this. I got that. And if that's you, if you're that person, you got everything you ever wanted in life. All your aspirations have been met. Your dreams have come true. Then I take my hat off to you, all right? But if you're the person that has not had what they want in life, then Pam just said it, don't settle. Go for what it is that you want, and don't allow anybody to tell you that you can't have it, but you have to show them that you can by working towards it.
Right, success. Go get and create whatever your level of success is, because you may want to succeed in something that somebody else, or you may feel something is successful that somebody else is not thinking about. whatever it is, your level of success, whatever you want, go do it and go get it and go be good at it. Mm-hmm. Master it, become it, and live, because life was meant to be lived. And so when we understand that, we won't allow the limitations that this world is going to put on you, the limitations of all of the negativity of people, of relationships, of situations, of lack of, or you're feeling like you have lack of, you truly, and we talked about this at one point in time on the show, start right where you are. Master right where you are. And don't allow where you are right now to hold you back. Move past it. Realize that you do have the resources. Realize that you do have the potential. Realize that anything that you want to actually put into action, you got the power to do it. And that's what I had to do. And that's when I said, you know what, no longer am I going to hide behind the fact that I've been sitting here believing that I'm shy, you know, but allowing fear to stop me. And once I got myself to that point, that's when I understood that, you know what, fear is false evidence that I allowed to appear real in my life for way too long. So now you put me in front of a room or in front of a camera or whatever, give me a mic. You know, I may not always know exactly what's going to come out, but what's in is going to come out because of the fact that I work on the inside of me. And I really don't worry about, you know, how things are going to come out. I just know that everybody is unique. Everybody is different. And so you have to walk in your uniqueness, because there's somebody out there that you're meant to touch. There's somebody's life out there that you're meant to help change. There's somebody out there, because life is not about us. And so when we understand that we are truly perfect as we are, and we just get up every day and we continue to strive for perfection. So we have to accept who we are, know that we are great, and continue to strive for perfection. Because we're never going to just have it all together, but we get up every day and we move towards the things that we want to accomplish.
Awesome, awesome, guys. Real words, real talk. Time is now, guys. No other way. Do what you do, guys. You know, we had some people inquiring about, you know, the grind gear, things of that nature, guys. All of this gear that you see us wear, you're gonna start seeing us wear more and more. The hats will be on our website. You know, go to meetthemcraes.com. These hats. The black hats you saw us wear, guys, all of the T-shirts will start to be on there, guys. We're moving forward with the brand, so we got things in play, all right? So you start seeing all the stuff. When that goes live, we'll let you guys know, and we appreciate you guys. We see some of you asking about how can I support the brand, how can I get this. Thank you. I heard No Limits ask that. Thank you, sir, for wanting to be an ambassador, you know, for the grind, man. That means the world to us.
Website.
MeetTheMcCraes.com. You'll be able to get it from the website once we get it on there. But go and check us out. Go and check us out at MeetTheMcCraes.com. Guys, read all about it. See what we're all about. See what we stand for. Guys, get to know us. And, guys, this show happens every Tuesday and Thursday at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, 9 a.m. Central Standard Time, and 12 p.m. you know, Eastern Standard Time. Guys, we love for you guys to call in and be a part of the grind at any point in time. You know, always get on the show at blogtalkradio.com/thegrind101, and you'll be able to see us and hear us live, and you can also dial into the number, guys, and do that, all right, and raise your hand and be a part of the show, all right?
All right. No, that's it. That's another episode of The Grind. We appreciate you all for jumping on. We'll see you on Thursday, same place, same time. You're welcome. Thank you all.
Yeah. Okay, we need to go. He's trying to see that. So we need to wrap it up.
Oh. Like, damn, shut up.
Yeah, I'm like.
Damn, shut up. End episode. Uh-oh, they can still hear me.